A group of artists and filmmakers plans to recreate Germany's historic Berlin Wall. The Berlin Wall was built by communist East Germany. It divided Berlin from 1961 to 1989. Organizers say they will build a model of the Berlin Wall inside a small, closed-off area in the center of the German capital. The design will aim to create a feeling that visitors are inside a city within a city. The project is called DAO, Freiheit, or Freedom. Event organizer Berliner Festspiele recently announced the project. It is set to open on October 12th in Berlin's Unter den Linden area. The project still needs final approval from city officials. The closing is planned for November 9th. Event organizers say the wall and exhibits will be taken down that day. The date is meaningful. The real Berlin Wall began to come down on November 9th, 1989. Organizers have called the project a social and artistic experiment. Visitors will have to buy visas, the Associated Press reported. The visas will cost about $17.50. Once inside, visitors will be asked to hand over their phones. They will then be given another device to carry. This device will guide each person through different exhibits, including film presentations, music, and performance art. The aim of the experience is to begin a political and social debate about freedom and totalitarianism, surveillance, coexistence, and national identity, organizers told the Agence France-Presse news agency, or AFP. Germany's Minister of Culture, Monika Grütters, said she hopes the project will turn into a successful world event. But some critics expressed concern that recreating the Berlin Wall could be hurtful to some people who lived in communist East Germany. Out of respect for the victims who really experienced such situations, we should step away from this, Berlin politician Sabine Bangert told Germany's Tagesspiegel newspaper. The event will be used to launch the first showing of a film project by Russian filmmaker Ilya Zhirinovsky. The DAO film project has been in development for the past 10 years. DAO involved hundreds of actors living full-time from 2009 to 2011 in an environment modeled after a former nuclear research facility in the Soviet Union, the AFP reported. The actors who lived in the facility, which was built in Ukraine, were asked to dress, speak, and act as if they were actually living under a communist Soviet government. I'm Brian Lynn.